Yeah, I mean, I know. It's a scary thought, though. Well, not really scary, but sometimes something that's mind-opening can appear scary. I don't know. I just think we should all just sit down and think. If we just think just a little bit, the answers would probably all show up.
Who would you leave them? Think about that. If the whole world decided to follow you.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we can think about leading anybody, I think we should think about where we're leading ourselves.
Think about that. Think about that.
No, I know what you mean. It's not a job I would want, trying to lead anybody. I mean, I have trouble leading myself.
Where would you lead?
But if I had to lead anybody anywhere, I think I would. I'd probably just try to lead them back to themselves. Yeah, because the self is not a place that you can lead anyone. Everybody would have to find their own way, and then the leading job would be over for me. I like that. Yeah, but when we're first born, you know, we're our own person, but soon after, you know, when we start to learn and we learn from our parents and we start to go to school, we really quickly start to get away from ourselves. I mean, you can't really go through any structured teaching, learning establishment with your own ideas. You know, you're always taught to fit in. But what are we fitting into? You know, don't color outside the lines. Who drew the lines in the first place? I don't know.
Think about that. Think about that.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, but I've spent my whole life trying to be in control of myself. But I dislike anyone or any situation that tries to control me. So check this out. My trying to control myself just causes me to dislike myself. I'm finally understanding. I should just let me be. That's what I ask everybody else to do. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the act of trying to control something usually means there's something wrong with it. And so that means we have to control it, obviously. To control something usually means taking its freedom away. So why would I spend a life fighting for freedom just so I can take it away? In the name of control. Yeah, it's actually pretty simple. The thing is, nothing ever stops vibrating. Scientists know that. I mean, they'll tell you that everything is a vibration. And yeah. I mean, if things vibrate faster, it may appear as light. Slower, it may appear as something solid or something like that. But even thoughts are vibrations. But the key here is that nothing ever stops vibrating. Ever. So check it out. Everything that ever vibrated is still vibrating. Everything that ever was, still is. That's cool. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it really makes me want to pay attention to the vibrations that I'm putting out there. Because do they ever go away? Love you too. Bye-bye.